The local currency remains on the back foot. No sooner that it gets some reprieve, a global headline knocks the rand back down. While it's generally global forces that tend to influence the rand's movement, local factors do obviously play a role. Today, the Reserve Bank released the country's reserves report, showing that the country's gross reserves rose by $4.9 billion in September compared to August. Well, to give us his take on the latest rand developments and where things could end up by the end of the year, I'm joined on the line by Andre Silius. He's a director at Treasury One. Thanks very much for joining us, Andre. Just as we see the rand getting a little bit of relief and, you know, dipping below that 15, all the way it goes back up through 15 again, it really looks very volatile indeed.
It is indeed very volatile. And if we look at all the discussions that we've had over the last couple of weeks and months, it's always evolved around trade wars. And just as we thought that this week we're going to see the Chinese and the Americans sitting around the table discussing some sort of a trade deal, the Chinese makes an announcement that they say they will only discuss certain things surrounding a trade deal, and certain topics or issues will be taken off the table, and that they have no interest in a general trade agreement with the Americans at this stage. And there we saw the Chinese yuan losing value, and we saw all emerging markets following suit.
So this is going to basically continue to be the theme going forward for emerging market currencies?
Absolutely. It's not going to change up to that day that there's a formal agreement and a trade deal on the table. As long as it revolves around discussions and future discussions, etc., we will see investor confidence being hampered all the way, and we will see world economies suffering from that fallout between the Chinese and the Americans. And emerging markets will always be at the short end of the stick on that one.
Assuming we continue, well, we see some positive developments in the South African, on the South African landscape politically, the right noise is being made. We've got the investment conference coming up. And, you know, when data comes out, are we going to be able to read clearly from the rand whether we're getting positive responses around our policy framework or not?
We can see volatility in the currency surrounding that. Any really positiveness and strengthening of the rand will be linked to formal and official policy changes. I think the market has come, and investors have come to a point where they're tired of hearing, we will be discussing, we will be talking, we will be changing, to we have changed.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that's the scenario, as I said, about the trade war, very much the same for the South African economy and fiscal side and changes in fiscal policies and regulatory environment.
Yeah, of course
we need to see that formal change now.
Yes, less talk and more action. Of course, we do look a lot to what happens with the United States. How do you see that economy at the moment? And it looks as though the dollar continues to reign supreme.
Dollar reigns supreme, and that's an interesting one. With interest rates on the decline there, and the possibility of a further cut at the next FOMC meeting, ranging in the order of 60-70% already, according to markets, one would expect to actually see some positiveness flowing into emerging markets because of declining yields in America. But the concerns that investors have and the uncertainty that they have keeps them flocking to the dollar, where there is still, especially in the long end, some positive yields, and rather investing there than in markets that might be negatively influenced because of that. But we are seeing figures out of America coming out more and more negatively, albeit not very negative, but they are coming, you know, we are seeing a turn in their economy. Hence, we can see interest rates coming down. That in itself might lead to a possibility of some strengthening of the emerging market currencies and the rand in that case space then. towards the end of the month as we move closer to the meeting.
Yeah. Andre, please explain to us. The Reserve Bank came out with its reserves report, which basically tells us how much stock of cash and gold it has in the kitty. Just tell us the significance of that reserves report and what it's essentially telling us.
Well, the reserve report is a very important one because you want to, especially in a time of outflow of money out of the currency, out of the South African market by foreign investors, and when you look at your trade figures, imports and exports, that trade deficit or trade surplus that might be there, you want to be able to cover your imports for at least 3 months. In other words, you know, that little safe haven where you have 3 months of savings in your account to cover 3 months' expenses in the event that you might not get a salary.
Mm-hmm.
Very much the same in terms of reserves. And that's what makes reserves vital. You want to be able to cover a certain part of your expenses without any inflows. And the sort of one that is the measurement there is 3 months.
Understood. And how do we do as South Africa in that regard? Do we cover that easily? And how do we look from a reserves perspective? Because when you look at a country like China, their reserves are huge.
Yes. From a reserve perspective, I don't think one should try and measure yourself against the Chinese because the size of your economy is much smaller.
Yes.
So in terms of reserves, we are looking okay and we are on the right tracks. Really.
Okay. And then last, but certainly not least, I know you've got your crystal ball with you. What does the rand look like towards the end of the year?
Towards the end of the year, I think that we see the rand trading around the 15-20. But far better to put a range, I'd say somewhere between the 15-10 and 15-30 levels towards the end of the year.
That was Andre Siliers. He's a director at Treasury One.